Bourne Team, Group Fleet Department, 7 massive vehicle brands. We have you covered. Call Aaron today.
Tyre Power,
Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. Tyrepower.com.au.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes. I'm better than
ever. It's a very good morning to you. What day is it? It must be Thursday. Kane and Hazy with you through until 8:30 this morning. I've never seen a man more prepared than I have for Andrew Hayes this morning. Sending group messages of all hours of the night last night. He was up early sending more. He's got a lot of content he wants to get through this morning. And we love it. Lachie Jones is going to join us. Port Adelaide young gun ahead of Indigenous round and his involvement in the Guernsey. We'll speak to him about that. Another striking Indigenous Guernsey from Port Adelaide. Michelangelo Rucci, your calls is most important. 1-300-736-736. I'm coming to you from Sydney this morning. Hazy is at SENSA Studio Lumo, number 1 King William Street in the heart of the city, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Andrew Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kane. Good morning to the lovely tight-knit SENSA family. Let's get it going. Nice and early. Really, really, as we say, set the tone. The text line 0427-154-166. Usually, when you take a little interstate trip, you go just pop over across to Melbourne. This could be a first that you're coming to us from Sydney. What's it like? Tell us about Vossi, Brandy, Cam Smith, all the boys.
Yeah, well, it's good. I've got this magnificent little sort of producer's booth here. I've got screens everywhere. Didn't see Vossi. Vossi does his breakfast show from home, I think, but Brandy's in the house. So I haven't seen him yet because he's on air, but I'll catch up with him in the ad break. But no, it's a very sort of similar setup to what we used to have, the old SEN before we moved to King William Street. But good little crew in here.
And take us through your favourite highlight from Brandy's career. Who do you play for?
Let me get back to you on that one, Hazy.
Come on, mate. He's a Panthers great.
He's a Panthers great, is he? Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
That's okay.
Was his highlight?
You're in
what
a strange. Was his highlight? Well, I reckon probably off the top of my head, probably the 91 Premiership. That's what I'll say. I'm racking my brain too, just to make sure the Panthers won in 91. Strange place over in Sydney. And strange for someone like yourself. Or is it? I mean, do you turn up to a place like Sydney, which we often give a little bit of stick to and say, oh, look, it's full of hipsters and all those types of things. It's people with bleached hair everywhere.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I fit right in. No one even looks at me sideways. It's perfect. They just normal. Just normal sort of stuff. Went to a lunch yesterday and they were all pretty happy with it. So, good. Just a fly-in, fly-out on some business and I'll be back this afternoon, Hazy. So, looking forward to getting home to the kids.
Where did you manage to weasel yourself into last night? It felt like you were on a treadmill on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. I was just looking at your Instagram stories.
Had a very, very nice hotel room, Hazy. Probably the best I've ever stayed at, best I've ever stayed at in Australia, to be completely honest.
Really? So they haven't put you up at the Best Western at Olympic Park?
No, they haven't put me out in Western Sydney or anywhere like that. No, it's an amazing hotel just at Crown here in Sydney, so I've never seen anything like it. So I've been enjoying the hospitality.
Very nice. Top of 18 across Adelaide today, partly cloudy. That's what's happening in this beautiful state. Do you know what I'm looking forward to? I just tick off every single Thursday that goes by when there's no Thursday night footy and go, you know what? Good stuff. We're getting through. That's one more in the bank before we return in round 13, Richmond and Port.
What is that? That's the biggest missed own goal I've ever seen. The AFL not having Thursday night. What is going on?
Is it a mixture because they were sort of put off by the fact that maybe the viewership, amazing, but maybe the crowds, not so much because it is Thursday night football. But I'm telling you, gosh, it just gives me, not that I don't look forward to embrace each and every day, but it just feels like it shortens the week. And all of a sudden, when it is game day and footy's on that night, you sort of half flick into weekend mode and it's glorious.
It doesn't make any sense that they wouldn't have Thursday night every week. Now, I'm sure that will be the case when the new broadcast rights deal is done, but that's not until the end of 2024. So it's the biggest own goal the AFL have kicked. Even if they said, look, it's winter, we understand, it's tough to get there. Let's just put Thursday night footy on at Marvel every week. Every week. Shut the roof, put two good teams on, two fast-playing teams, and it'll be massive TV audiences. And if you want to go, you'll be under a roof, so you'll be protected from the elements. Why wouldn't they just do that?
Well, I'm not sure.
Thursday
night
footy at Marvel.
makes a bit too much sense. And it just means that that meeting that happens in AFL House, which probably needs to extend out for 3 or 4 hours, it can't wrap up in 2 or 3 minutes. Then what happens? You get paid.
I've got something for you this morning, which we're going to get to. Okay. Do I have time to do it now?
I think you do. You definitely do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I went to a lunch yesterday. Okay, Hazy. You know, I've been giving you a bit of grief over the 4 years that we've done this show about your love of rugby, rugby league. What is it? Is it rugby league for you or is it rugby? What's your favourite?
Well, look, I grew up playing rugby union. So rugby union was the main sport.
Which you call rugby.
Which is rugby, okay? Yeah. I don't know how many times we need to
have
this
lesson. I got
it
right. I'm just confirming.
You got it right. But so many people still get it wrong. They're like, oh, my favourite rugby player is Benji Marshall. No, it's not. Because he plays rugby league, all right? So rugby league is league. Rugby union is rugby. So I grew up on rugby, but I love rugby league as well, just because of the theatre of it. I just think they do a really good job. Like, there's a lot of things that they do in rugby league, which is fun, and that no one in the AFL would admit that maybe it's a good sport.
I gotcha.
Sure, they do outrageous things off the pitch, but hey.
So this is my point. I banned Hazy from talking about rugby. So that one point there, we were doing a sports update, and the first story of his sports update would always be a rugby story.
I was leading with it.
Hazy, we're in Adelaide, mate. All right, let's go with the most local sort of sports story that we can find. And then if there's something significant from the rugby world, rugby league or whatever, we'll get to that at the end of it.
I was building a connection with the Adelaide Rams fans.
Yep. No, you were going back in history with them. They were so successful. And there's a lot of fans still, the residue is still here in Adelaide. They made a massive impact. So then we banned Hazy in the end. We said, no rugby. And then I thought, it's a bit harsh, mate. Maybe once or twice a week, Hazy can be allowed to talk about rugby league. But anyway, I went to a lunch yesterday with Matty Johns and Scott Sattler, right? So I've spent 2 hours with these two guys, like clearly legends of the sport and, in Matty Johns' case, legend of the media. As good a speaker as you are ever likely to hear. Like he had me like crying with laughter. It was a very small sort of intimate setting and he had me in tears. And Scott was just as good. Like Scott was unbelievable. He was more of your big leadership sort of aura guy, culture guy. That was the feeling I got out of Scott, whereas Johnsy was more your entertainer. And I thought, I'm missing a trick here. I'm missing a trick. We're missing out because they shared some of the great stories of all time in relation to rugby. Rugby league, that is, Hazy.
Rugby league.
Just confirming that. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, we might be missing out on this show. Maybe I've done the wrong thing by banning Hazy from talking about rugby league because they have shared some of the greatest stories you've ever seen to the point where I'm crying. Like, I'm absolutely crying. So I'm creating our own segment for you, Hazy.
Yes.
It's going to be Tuesday morning and you can talk about whatever rugby league story you like once a week. We're going to come up with a name for it. So Damon and the gurus at SEN are going to create a name for it. They're going to create a stinger for it. And we are going to set aside a good 5-minute period every Tuesday at 6:20 for Hazy to talk rugby league.
About time. Been pushing for this for the best part of 3.5 years. It's a momentous day, 19th of May 2022, and finally, I wouldn't even call it an injection, just a small peppering of rugby / league on SENSA. How good?
So it can be anything. It can be your favourite on-field story. It can be your favourite off-field story, and I get the feeling there'll be more off-field than on-field, but whatever it is.
Sure.
It can be current. It can be something that's happened in the week. It can be happened 10 years ago. And so I don't really care what it is, but I'm handing it over to you because we've missed out because there's clearly some good stuff that happens, some entertaining stuff that happens in your world, which you're going to share with us on Tuesday mornings.
There really is. And, geez, I'm glad that you realise what a big life opportunity it's been to get around Matty Johns. Please tell me, did you meet him? Did you say hello to him? Because now you'll be on board and watch things like
Best Mates,
the Matty Johns show, and watch Fletch and Hind in all these little rugby league things that are actually really, really funny. In my opinion, he's up there as one of the best media performers in the business. The bloke's just a genius.
We've got to get him on. He's busy, and he does Gary and Tim, but we've got to get him on our show. So that's the other goal. We've got, because he's unbelievable, honestly, and he doesn't even try.
What do you mean he does Gary and Tim?
He does Gary and Tim once a week.
Gary and Tim. Oh, we've got a rugby league side. Yeah. Come on. We had a rugby league side. Does that count?
So we're going to do that. We're going to get him on the show. But the next best thing is to create a segment with Hazy. And if you've got any rugby stuff that, well, send it to Hazy and we'll come up with a hashtag. Send it to him on his social media. Alert him to the fact that this should be recognised on the show. Because, yeah, I just feel like we've been missing out on some content. Morning, boys. Welcome to the Promised Land, Kane. That's Enough League. I think you need to jump on Vossi's show today, says Michael. Okay, that is enough, Michael. That's why. We're funneling all this rugby stuff through Hazy on a Tuesday.
I thought It's funny. I thought you were going to launch me into a story about how back in 1996, I got to watch the Cowboys play in Townsville against the Knights. And actually, as a youngster, met the Johns boys and Robbie O'Davis at the airport.
There you go.
Outstanding, particularly yeah. Matthew Johns. Just imagine, all just right, imagine okay. Matthew Johns. Last
Tuesdays,
point.
Hazy,
just imagine,
Tuesdays.
Just imagine Matthew Johns, 20 or 30 years younger. Is there a better human? I doubt it.
All right, so that'll be Tuesdays, a new segment that is coming Hazy's way and our way. What about ScoMo yesterday?
Oh, ScoMo.
Stop it.
Oh, stop it.
It's not sensible. It's not helpful.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure which way to look at this. And finally, Alvo's sitting there going, oh, pressure's off me being an absolute tool.
Alvo doesn't have to do anything. ScoMo just kicks that many own goals. Speaking about the AFL not putting Thursday night footy on as an own goal. So ScoMo has sensationally wiped out a small child while playing soccer in Tasmania yesterday. So he's playing. You've got to, I'm sure most of you have seen this vision by now, but he was playing at a training game with the kids in Davenport, the home of the Davenport Strikers, if you don't mind, when he made a run towards goal that went horribly wrong, and he's just crashed into a very small child and then became entangled on the ground. And unfortunately for ScoMo, there was cameras everywhere, there was photographers everywhere, and there's a sequence of events of ScoMo in the lead up to him just absolutely smashing this little kid with a tackle. It's soccer ScoMo.
ScoMo. It's good, isn't it? Let's play the audio. See if you can just understand the exact moment. I think you will when he takes out this kid. Oh. There it is. There it is. The kid's on the ground. He's down.
And when's ScoMo's, the election? 2 days away.
And ScoMo's in absolute damage mode. Panicking, oh no, what do I do from here? Do I pretend it was part of the game? Do I get angry at him? Do I strike the child? No, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. Situation like this, how should he have handled himself? Because hindsight's a wonderful thing for situations like this.
Well, just probably don't play soccer. Like politicians that think they're good sports people. 0427154106. Doesn't work. Like you're not a sports person, ScoMo. And you can tell how clumsy and how awkward and how uncoordinated he is. He's got his shirt and his tie and his slacks and his business shoes on playing soccer. And he thought that was going to... What's the gain out of that, Hazy? What, ScoMo's... Look at him. He's community. He's great with the kids. He's invested in kids' sport. No, there's no upside. There's no votes being won on the soccer field with the Davenport Strikers, ScoMo. The only thing that can happen is it can go wrong like it did... he's had a disastrous campaign.
So is it just ScoMo? Because some of the other incidents, I felt like they almost made them endearing to the public. Bob Hawke, when he was batting and got that top edge and smashed into his glasses.
Oh,
yes. Oh, he would have got sympathy votes for that. And yeah, you're right. John Howard, when he was bowling in Pakistan, he didn't even make it halfway down the pitch. That was just classic. But it didn't make me dislike him. It made me want to put my arm around him and say, John, it's okay. Have another crack. Or maybe don't. Just put the ball away.
All right. I'm getting a bit of feedback on the text line. It's just league. Drop the rugby. It's okay. I'm learning. Okay. So I don't need to say rugby league, do I? Is that right? I'll just say league.
You just say league. And so for rugby union, just say rugby. For rugby league, just say league.
All right, there you go. Please, no one wants to hear about NRL. Like, this is good stuff. It's just a 5-minute window on a Tuesday. Doesn't have to be on field. It can be anything. And we're going to come up with a name for it. And if you've got a suggestion, send us through. I thought about Hazy's Huddle, but then I thought, no, that's probably American sport, isn't it?
There's no huddles. Okay.
There's no huddles in. Is there huddles in rugby? League?
Not so much huddles. I'm thinking something to do with a scrum.
Yeah, it doesn't rhyme with H, though. There's no H. It doesn't rhyme with Hazy.
No, you're right. Let's workshop that.
We will.
We'll put it in the maybe pile. Hey, just quickly, and this is the absolute last point. Scotty Sattler tell you about his tackle in the 2003 grand final?
It did come up.
Did it?
So this is the funny thing. I spent the night in my hotel room Googling all things to do with rugby league.
That would have come up straight away.
So I got the tackle. And the whole backstory, the guy that was tackled did a story on how it defined his career. I learned about his father. I think his name was John. I may be incorrect in that. And he played with a broken jaw in the 70s. And
yep.
He had to sort of hold his jaw together. He's a bit of a legend. All sorts of things. I'm an absolute expert.
There you go. We should go to a rugby league game together.
Nah, I'm okay.
No, I'm good, thanks. Let's do a thanks to Typhoo. Storewide Super Sale is on right now. Save on Falcon and Morn Team. We love Morn Team. SN, thanks Morn Team for their continued support. 17 minutes past 6. Good morning.
Morn Team, Group Fleet Department. 7 massive vehicle brands. We have you covered. Call Aaron today. Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Keeping you safe on the roads. Tyrepower.com.au.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes. I'm better
than ever. Ooh. Text line is busy for weeks. 0427154166. Discover a better way to build. A week's home's discovered different. The scrum feed with Hazy.
I like that.
Don't mind that. This is the new segment that we're putting aside for Hazy on Tuesdays. Hazy's hooker files, says Sean from Craigmore. Thoughts on that one?
Just to reiterate, that is a rugby league and rugby union position.
It's a position, yep. Hazy's hookers is another one. What about Hazy's hopperado? Pull your finger out, says Angie Croydon.
Oh, hopper. Goodness gracious me. You talk about headlines, all the headlines that you could possibly muster up for any AFL incident. Can you imagine John Hopewadi back in the day when that happened? Oh, boy.
It's in contention. Andrew, what's this I hear about the Bears' return to the NRL via Perth? Outrageous. Perth jump ahead of Adelaide in the return to the NRL. I can't wait till Tuesday for this. Let's talk now.
Jeez, can you imagine? We could have had the Adelaide Bears. Potentially, that's what's going to happen. It goes over to Perth. But what I will say is every time the State of Origin turns up to Perth, they absolutely fill it up.
All right. Okay. Tuesdays. Oh, it's enough. He's very excited. Have you got something for us? Have you got a hero this morning?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, about time. Because it's just been bleak out there. It's been really bleak. The hero a few months ago, of course, was your hairdresser who redirected your life. And now that you're in Sydney, you're probably not going to come back.
Yeah.
Because you've finally found your place where absolutely you're accepted, you're embraced, and there's so many bleached-haired little bandits everywhere. Binium Gourmet captured an historic victory at the Giro d'Italia as the first black African rider to win a stage at a Grand Tour on Tuesday. It was outstanding, a huge moment in world sport, particularly in Africa. However, the celebrations abruptly ended after he injured his eye on the podium. Ooh, how do you injure your eye on the podium?
Don't know.
Tough gig. So it's been reported that a cork from the post-race celebratory podium champagne bottle hit him and injured his left eye. The race organisers, the RCS Sport, confirmed that Gourmet was assessed by both team and race doctors about 15 minutes after the incident. It was decided to bring him to the hospital for additional medical checks. To paint a picture, it's a young man who clearly hasn't spent much time on the podium, first time spent on the podium, and hasn't popped too much champagne. And I've often wondered, look, if you really got popped in the face when it came to a champagne bottle, could it do some damage? Yes, it can. And when you're popping a champagne bottle, which you and Lucy do every single Friday night, as you would know, you pop it away from anything that it could get in front of and hurt.
He's popped it into your eye.
It's almost like a gag. He's looking at the bottle and it just goes pop in his face and it looks painful straight away. So the aftermath was he went
the hero
to the hospital.
Part of this?
Well, it's a combined situation because, I mean, he broke ground as the first black African to win on a world stage in this event. So There's the hero part. Yep. Also, though, just extra recognition because, I mean, it's taken a bit of gloss off the fact of this unbelievable sporting achievement that he's put through. Instead, we're talking about how he popped himself in the face, which is fine. So, look, there's two areas we can go down there. It's a great sporting feat. He's a hero. Also, it's a nice little life lesson for the rest of us, him just ticking off all the boxes of what not to do with a champagne bottle.
Yeah, and he was ruled out. So today I didn't start the race because of my eye. I need some rest to give more power to the eye. Yesterday when I arrived at the hospital at a bad moment, I enjoyed a bit with my teammates and staff and everyone. I'm happy now, but I was a bit sad about what happened with the champagne. But when I came back in the hotel, they were super happy. They were a bit afraid, but it looked okay. I really enjoyed it. I'm happy. So, weird injuries.
Tough.
Weird injuries, that is right up there. And it's a welcome addition back to Hazy's hero. Mm. 0427154166 if you got one for us.
Daniel texted in a nice little bit of feedback. He said, let's start a poll. How long does Hazy's new segment last? I'm saying less than a month.
Well, that's in the hands of you, Hazy, okay? So it's a five-minute window on a Tuesday. We're going to give it some love. We're going to give it some support. We're going to make sure we get the sound effects right and all of that and the production levels to a level that it deserves.
You've got to be open-minded to it. Like, you've really got to be open-minded to it.
It's my idea. I'm fully supportive of this.
Mm. Okay, just let it in. Embrace it. Let it into your soul and see what happens. But just quickly, the stories that the boys were talking about, this is Scotty Sattler and Matty Johns yesterday at your fancy little lunch.
A lot of them can't be shared or repeated.
And they were stories from within their rugby league playing days.
Well, there was a mixture. I mean, this lunch went for an hour and a half. So there was on-field sort of stuff. We spoke about that tackle. Matty Johns spoke about how amazing it was to play with his brother and sort of the chemistry that they had. And they used these sound effects on the field. Like Matty Johns just come up with these whistles and clicks about where and when he wanted the ball and had all these code words on. It was pretty insightful stuff. But then you had the hilarious sort of off-field stories as well that perhaps some of them can't be repeated. Do you know one thing I just don't care about?
Well, it's not rugby league anymore. You're right into it.
Yeah, I'm into that. But I could not care less. I've thought about this a little bit. What time the grand final was played.
Yeah.
So once again, Footy Classified last night, and we're hard up against the 6:30 news, so just give me 2 seconds on this. Footy Classified last night, Eddie and Caro punching on. Caro wants it back in the daytime. Eddie's saying the game can't afford for it to be in the daytime, and it's going to cost the AFL $2 million. I don't care if it's day or twilight. It just does not bother me. Am I the only one, though? Because I feel like a lot of people get really caught up on when the grand final is played. Do you care?
I don't care at all, because
none,
particularly off the back of a pandemic, if there's a grand final, I'm happy. Do you know maybe it's a good thing, maybe it's not. Have we not forgotten that a few months ago there was threats that sport may never happen ever again? And now the things that are considered big problems are unbelievably trivial, like a bit of perspective needs. I just feel like we need to remind ourselves that actually, remember when a grand final in general was an absolute blessing?
We had 8 weeks, and for some of that, we were talking about soccer from some Belarusian Premier League. That's the only sport we had, and we were talking about Michael Jordan from his career from 25 years ago, and now we're worried about what time the grand is it going to be played at 3 o'clock or is it going to be at 4:50? Who cares? 0427 154 166. Let's get to the 6:30 news headlines.